greetings and salutations and a big old howdy. You're listening to Route 78 West. I'm Loki.
And I'm Uncle Jeff.
And Uncle Jeff just informed me, I never know what day it is. I don't keep up on such current events as holidays, but apparently it's Veterans Day. And I don't know if you've been following the show. You probably know how I feel about the military-industrial complex or current actions over in the Middle East. But nonetheless, it is a day to honor veterans, so I think Jeff's got a smile and a few tricks up his sleeve. What do you got for us on this Veterans Day, Jeff?
Well, I got us a great song we're going to start out called The Rotation Blues. It's one we haven't played in a long time. But, you know, I guess it's one of these kind of funny days where I got to say, you know, some of the veterans that did stuff in the 40s, or, you know, World War II, those big wars, you know, those ones. They
that's
actually did
called the Good War.
There's never been a good war, but these guys did something to make it so you young whippersnapper can live in the land of freedom today.
Are you quoting your old civic government teacher from high school?
No, it's my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Mark Filler.
Oh, well, fair enough. Shall we go ahead and hop into the rotation, please? This is something going out to the veterans who are getting a little tired of the war in life and hankering for a holiday, I suppose.
Yeah, this one's coming out of Korea, actually, so let's just play it. It's a little rough. It was an acetate, actually, so it's kind of interesting. Old 78.
I got the rotation blues. I'm a lonely soldier sitting in Korea. I'm a lonely soldier sitting in Korea. But rotation coming, so I shouldn't have no fear. Just a few more weeks, rotation's gonna set me free. Just a few more weeks, rotation's gonna set me free. 'Cause the FEC is too far east for me. I'm gonna pack my bags and sail back over the sea. I'm gonna pack my bags and sail back over the sea. 'Cause the A-frames in Korea just don't look good on me. I got the rotation blues. Rotation had better hurry up and set me free. The honeypots in Korea done started smelling good to me. Now the rain in Korea sure gets cold and wet. Now the rain in Korea sure gets cold and wet. And them rotation papers sure is hard to get. I got the rotation blues.
I got on my wheels and I went out on the town dragging. I hit a big old tree, looked like I wrecked a beer wagon. I got a hospital bill and a judge waiting for me to pay. I had a sweet little honey just 2 6-packs away. I told the judge there was 2 trees and I went between them.
2 6-packs away.
He said, from what I hear, your condition, that's the way that you seen him.
2 6-packs away.
Yeah. He laid down at a hammer and he gave me 90 long days. I had a sweet little honey just 2 6-packs away. County road, that sunny weather. It's gonna take a while to put my wheels back together. Now Sunday rolls around, that's my cigarette day. And my baby's still a-waiting, just 2 6-packs away. When I get out of this place, I'm gonna say I ain't never saw one. Going down to Joe's and have that big bartender draw on. Boy, my throat is dry and my mouth feels like clay. And my baby is a-waiting, just 2 6-packs away. And my baby is a-waiting, just 2 6-packs away. And my baby is a-waiting, just 2 6-packs away.
6 packs away from what, Jeff?
Oh, from my fifth grade teacher. I was just remembering.
Yeah, you said something kind of cryptic about your fifth grade teacher. Can you explain a little more how you got this overwhelming sense of patriotism?
Oh, we had some strange teachers. This is in Pennsylvania. I won't name the state too much because the statute of limitations probably hasn't run out. But this guy, Kenny Kane, I'll say his name. He had a Japanese ear in formaldehyde. He used to bring it out and say he got it in World War II and. He was proud to have been an American then. So some
that
of this stuff is a little
that
scary.
That is just about the most demented thing I think I've ever heard.
Anyway, that's not the subject today, though. So
moving on.
Moving right along. You know, we're all excited. We're going down to see Ryan Adams tonight down at the Gothic
Woo-hoo!
Theater. And that's a big show. He's on Saturday Night Live.
That's not Brian Adams. Someone overheard me getting pumped about this show the other day and said, "Did you say Brian Adams?" No, this is Ryan Adams. This is the guy from Whiskey Town. And actually, the last time he came through town, he played up here at Boulder's own Fox Theater, and it was sponsored by another radio station, and he got right up there and gave some props to Radio 1190, because he surfs around the AM dial, because he, like so many of you, is very, very sick and tired of the state of commercial radio in this country, and so he looks for alternatives. He found it at 1190. He gave us a shout-out, and we were going to try and get him down to the station, but alas, the folks at SNL got him last night, so he couldn't quite make it down, but... Go check out the show at the Gothic tonight.
I guess if you get on there, you're a real rock star. But you know what's kind of fun here is we do have the interview we did probably about a month and a half ago on the phone with him, and we're going to play a little of that. We're going to play a whole bunch of rare live recordings. He's actually one of these guys that's pretty pro about letting people record some of those shows, you know, bootlegging.
Well, and he's really prolific, too. I mean, he's just got tons of and scores of songs for a young guy. I mean, he's 25 years old, and he's been writing songs since he was at least 19, perhaps earlier. In fact, don't you have an early treatment?
I got an early one. We'll see if we play that. That's another story. But let's get into this. Is an album probably 3 years old now, maybe even four, and this is called In Town. It's a nice kind of mid-tempo one.
Parking lot, movie screen, I can't feel anything. Cigarette, beat up TV, can't feel anything. Now that I'm in town, I feel fine for now. Hang around with the people that I used to be. Hang around on a corner. Now that I'm in town, I feel fine for now. $0.50 or Dollar Three. I don't owe you anything. Spent a life on a heart that would rather not feel anything. I can try, I can see, I can want it to be. I can laugh, I can feel, I can see anything without dreaming. Now that
another song on piano, is that cool?
Yeah.
Are you guys having a good time?
Yeah.
And how about Tiff Merritt, man? Woo. That's sick. By tomorrow, I'm opening. Of course, you can't do the random mad scientist thing, you know. And I don't know. Let's see if I can play you guys another song. Oh, is that last one a keeper? Should I do that one? Or, I mean, is it too Phil Collins? Or... Oh, this is a song I wrote. A song I wrote when I was living in Nashville. I was living in Nashville for a while after I left New York for about 2.5 years. And I lived there for a while. And it's really strange when you live in Nashville, you get kind of exposed to the hat people. You don't really know who they are. No, I would go to other places. I'd go to New York or LA, and I'd go, you know that song, She Thinks My Tractor Sexy? And they would just look at me very blankly, like I had been someplace else, which I actually had. So No, that is not a great song. We've got to have a long talk. See, I'm from the South, and I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to be, you know, part of this sort of like hillbilly retard thing that's happening. No, it's true. It's like, you know, I think that they go like, you can almost see the guys like sitting in Music Row going like, all right, we got to dumb it down a little bit for the people, you know, because they work at Walmart. I didn't work at Walmart. I had Black Flag Records. So they're like, you know, the only thing that gets me, she thinks my track, it's just really insulting. It's like we have encyclopedias below the Mason-Dixon line. I swear to God, I have one. I'm not really making a linear statement, I'm just saying, but you know, the scary thing is you think that any self-respecting person, you know, that went at least up to ninth grade would listen to that going, I don't think anybody's tractor is sexy. I don't want to have sex with a tractor, I do not. I have friends that have, probably. That doesn't mean that I have to, so I'm done talking about that. Enough about the tractor.
I went down to Houston and I stopped in San Antonio. Well, I passed up the station for the bus. Was trying to find me something, but I wasn't sure just what. Man, I ended up with pockets full of dust. So I went on to Cleveland and I ended up insane. I bought a borrowed suit and learned to dance. And I was spending money like the way it likes to rain. Man, I ended up with pockets full of cane. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry me home. I never been to Vegas, but I gambled up my life. Building newsprint boats, I raced a Superman. Trying to find me something, but I wasn't sure just what. Funny how they say that some things never change. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry me city. It feels like things are closing in. The sunset's just my light bulb burning out. Well, I miss Kentucky and I miss my family. All the sweetest winds they blow across the south. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition,
back-to-back, three in a row from Ryan Adams here on the 50,000-watt superstation Radio 1190.
The unclear channel. It's unclear because
I've always wanted to do that. I don't have enough reverb on my voice to really effectively command that presence.
You know, if John, the station manager, comes through, we're going to have tons of reverb. We'll sound just like an X station out of Mexico here pretty
soon.
That
would be splendid. So that was a big set of three from Ryan Adams. That last one, Sweet Caroline, we had to play because the song before that, he started out slagging on the South a little bit. So we had to play some of the shows. He's got a little bit of love for his homeland as well.
And that's got the sweet Emmy Lou singing harmonies on that. That's a great disc. That was last year's Bloodshot disc. Ryan Adams is a solo one. He has a brand new one out, and he's down in Denver tonight.
That's right. He's going to be playing at the Gothic Theater. It is slated to be an early show. It's going to start about 7:30. That last album from Ryan Adams, Heartbreaker, was the name of it. The new album is Gold, and that's the one he's touring in support of. He'll probably be playing music from all of those albums. He'll probably be doing covers. If I know him, he'll probably play some Whiskey Town stuff as well.
He'll probably play some pretty strange covers. We can, in fact, stick around. We got a couple of them. We might even slip in here for you.
Now, you said you had a little Bloodshot story. You said you caught our boy Ryan on Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, I flipped it on a little late, and I actually saw him do the New York song, which is his new rock star hit, and had the perfect Rod Stewart hair. When at the end of the song, though, it was pretty good song. And after that, he turns the guitar around. There's an American flag and a Bloodshot sticker.
Bloodshot is a great record label. If you're not familiar with it, it means you don't listen to our show enough, because every third record we play is from that label. They do great reissues and all of the best new alt country bands as well.
You're croaking up here. Hey, before that, we heard our classic lineup of Whiskey Town. That was In Town. I've seen them a bunch of times, and they were always great. And then right after that, I went into something that's pretty interesting. It's come from Seattle a couple months ago, and it's basically that tractor rap was a little interesting. I don't know. The hillbilly retard thing was enough to make me go cut my beard. But I'm thinking more along the lines, oh, brother, where art thou now?
Yeah, Jeff's got a big, long Santa beard down to his belt buckle, which weighs about 40 pounds. He's a real redneck here, folks.
I went at Halloween. They tried to pull it, thought it was a fake beard, but it was a real one. Anyway, we heard the Rescue Blues there, Roki. That was coming off the new record Gold, but that's a real nice acoustic version. And I brought something in here. I just had promised Fran, a listener out in Strasbourg, they listen to our show pretty religiously, and therefore I felt I should get this on. She asked for Mama Hated Diesels so bad, the old Commander Cody, and lo and behold, here it is.
Well, I'll be darned.
Mama hated diesels so bad, I guess I knew it was something to do with Dad. The first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went by. Mama hated diesel so bad. I remember hearing those semis gearing down. My mom and me, we lived right on the high grade into town. Well, I sure liked them white freight liners, but there was something in Mama's eye when she'd catch me watching the road. Lord, a little bitty piece of her die. Mama hated diesel so bad, I guess I knew it was something to do with Dad. The first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things. Mama hated diesel so bad. As the years passed and I grew older, Mama did too. Pretty soon she stopped singing and laughing, while she'd hardly even eat. And I began staying away from home on the weekdays. I wouldn't come home from school till way past dark. I was too busy having some kind of fun, either messing around with some gal or hanging around the local truck stop, talking with my buddies about all the big rigs that are all the time rolling in, and talking about all the crazy places we never been, like California. But one day the county sheriff come up to me. He said they found my mama wandering all by herself in the middle of the highway crying. She was trying, of all things, Lord, to flag down one of them big old rigs with her pocket handkerchief. Well, that left me on my own. I got a job unloaded rigs down at the local freight yard. Pretty soon I had a rig of my own, and I left my hometown on my very first run to Frisco. Well, that was 3 years ago today, And I ain't been back home in all that time since then till now. Now it's me and the local preacher standing in the graveyard grass, staring down at the highway, watching those big boys pass. Well, he laid his hand upon me and he prayed for quite some time that I could barely understand the words he said behind that highway's whine. Then he handed me a faded photograph. He said he found it in my mama's hand. He said, son, I'm afraid that you in this picture was the best your mama ever had. Well, I looked down at that picture. It was mama and some guy standing in front of a semi-truck, just married, painted on the side. Mama hated diesel so bad. I guess I knew it was something to do with Dad. The first I ever seen her cry was after one of them things went by. Mama hated diesel so bad. Mama hated diesel so bad.
Hate's such a strong word, really.
No, that's one of my favorite old ones. Come from the 70s, Commander Cody doing Mama Hated Diesel So Bad.
It's great stuff. It is about that time where we usually launch into our Ennio Morricone Spaghetti Western pick. We do two of these each show at half past each hour.
Yikes.
And this week we actually have a special guest in the studio. We've got Lisi here from the Italian Heritage Center and the Anti-Italian Defamation League, who's been sent down here as a special assignment because we've so egregiously butchered the Italian language.
That's usually
week
me.
After week. So she's going to be down here to help us with a little pronunciation. But Jeff, why don't you first go ahead and introduce the song, and then we'll get our help from Lisi here.
I don't know, Lisi, what are we going to hear today?
From the Spaghetti Western, we're going to listen to Il Ritorno di Ringo from the film The Return of Ringo in 1965.
That's cool. And do they have country western down in Puerto Rico? Do you get to hear that kind of stuff?
Not really. The latest will be Ricky Martin with a cowboy hat.
That's not country western.
So we don't have it.
No, you're from Puerto Rico and you speak Italian as well?
I speak Italian because my father is Italian, my grandmother.
All right. Well, you've been listening to the show. You know what happens here. We play these soundtracks, and then we go surfy. So
yeah, well, yeah. We just got very multicultural here on Route 78 West.
You want to read that again? It sounded so nice.
Il ritorno di Ringo.
All right.
That's nice.
I kiss at last the beloved crown of my land that I left one day with my heart full of pain. I have looked in the faces of my old friends, but now they look at me as my old friend. And now what happens, you must tell me. Remember who I am. If you see a man with downcast eyes and ragged clothes walking through your village, don't shout him, but go at his side. I'm that man, and now I beg you, help me. I need you. I need you. My sweetheart, I was dead. To take my place, he shall pay for the space lie. Those who saw me as a
we are fearless men. Because we are fearless men.
Incredible deep, gonna meet number one. 5-0 set freeze, and I got numb. Can't tell them that I never really had a gun. It's a wax of the Terminator X-Bun. Turn it up, bring the noise. America's a puppet, and I think you ought to listen to. You can say to you, what you gonna do? Follow for now, back in, we're gonna win. Check it out. Here we go again, bass. How low can you go? The incredible. Bass, how low can you go? Death Row, what a brother know. Once again, back is the incredible animal. The incredible, the public enemy number. Bibles at freezing, I got numb. Gonna tell them that I never really had a gun. It's a wax at the Terminator X-Bun. Turn it up, bring the noise. Incredible deep, public enemy number one. 5-0 set freeze, and I got numb.
It's a wax at the Terminator X-Men.
Turn it up. Bring the noise.
Oh, man, if that doesn't have you whistling Dixie, I don't know what will.
Yippee-ki-yay. Little something there going out to Lily. You know, we were talking about Bloodshot, and this is from the Best of Bloodshot Recordings five-year compilation, Down to the Promised Land, and that is the Unholy Trio doing Public Enemies, Bring the Noise. That was a song they did with Anthrax as well, and here we have a very...
different version of Anthrax.
Very different version of Anthrax and Public Enemy. Great stuff. Thanks, Lily, for the request. 492-1190, by the way, is the request line. If you've got something on Route 78 West you'd like to hear, remember, we do try to stick to a honky-tonk, old-time country, alt-country, spaghetti westerns, and for some reason, Jeff always throws in a surf song. So what surf did we have today, Jeff?
That was nice. A real nice one, the Blazers doing Sounds of Mecca. That's coming from 1962. A lot of you guys weren't born then. So.
That's before my time.
And, you know, as long as we're playing covers, I got one here. I threatened this one earlier. This is Ryan Adams again playing Tonight Down at the Gothic. And,
oh, yeah, yeah. This is the one you told me about. He's covering the New Kids on the NSYNC.
It's the Backstreet Boys. I thought you liked those guys.
Backstreet and Monkey in sinking degrees.
Now, the thing is,
New Kids on the Monkees. These
guys are about as toxic as Anthrax, but reality is when you hear this song and Ryan singing it, you might even end up liking it. So this is Tell Me Why, one of their big hits, all on the Unclear Channel, KBCU Boulder.
I'm too big for a swing set, so I like Stoli now. Okay, this is an... Okay, all right, here we go. Oh, Mr. Soundman, can I have unnecessary amounts of effect on my vocal for this just to make it even cooler? Watch this. Tell me why ain't nothing but a home. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I don't ever want to hear you say I want it now. I wanted to play that so you guys can see they would have made like tons. They could have done metal crossover if they'd have just went. I don't ever wanna hear you say. And the drummer goes with that brunkum thing, you know? It'd be like, woo! That would be fucking amazing. I had this punk band in New York when we did that song in Drop C.
Ryan Adams, a very entertaining young man. I didn't hear anything.
All right, let's, I don't know.
What is that guy thinking? He is a very funny man.
Oh, I don't know. That's coming from Seattle. It's kind of an interesting thing just to hear how well he can play those licks.
He really does do a lot of fun covers. Again, Ryan Adams, in all of his politically incorrect glory, will be playing tonight at the Gothic Theater. And show starts early at 7:30. But, you know, it is officially Veterans Day. I wanted to get back into that, or should we stick with covers for the moment?
Oh, I don't know. You had something.
Actually, you know what? I've got the perfect transition. You can tell folks that we always plan ahead very diligently on this show. You were saying that Ryan Adams is sort of sporting a bit of a what's that guy's name?
The Rod Stewart haircut
going on, and you may recall last week you killed me, man. You played not one but two Rod Stewart songs on our very hip alt country show,
and you liked them.
Well, I liked one of them, but it was inexcusable. And you may recall that I made an idle threat to you that I was going to play something for you that you would find equally heinous, that was one of my guilty pleasures from my childhood, an artist that I really enjoyed.
Billy Joel, no!
Well,
no.
You know, actually on my Thursday show, Jules did call up and remind me that I had made that threat, and she specifically requested it, so you can blame her, but it actually gets even better, because we have a long-standing feud on who's better, Woody Guthrie or, you know, of course, Bob Dylan, that guy that you like, who, you know, wouldn't be possible without Woody Guthrie. So we actually have Billy Joel here covering a Bob Dylan song.
Oh, my God.
It's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing, and it's really rare. I don't know what's happening on Route 78 West, but I do promise we will come back with a nice Veterans Day song from Woody Guthrie right after this. But just to get a little revenge, Jeff, I'm going to hurt you with this one.
All right, stick around.
I hope no innocent listeners are injured in the crossfire on this little war we've got going on here tonight.
I have a feeling that what's going on in your country right now is very much like the 60s.
У меня вот такое чувство, что то, что сейчас происходит здесь, в вашей стране, это примерно то же самое, что происходило в Штатах в 60-х годах.
This song has been going around and around in my head since I've been here.
С тех пор, как я в Советском Союзе, эта песня все время у меня звучит в голове.
This is called The Times They Are Changing.
Эта песня называется «Времена, они меняются».
Come gather round people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Come writers and critics, you prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling now where it's naming. Oh, the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you don't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging, so get out of the new one if you can lend a hand. For the times they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. Slow one now will later be last, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
See, Jeff, it's not that bad, is it? See, old Billy can sing even better than your boy Bob.
That was painful.
That wasn't
you
so
owe me
bad.
A big
there
time.
Are
I
worse
at least
things.
Deserve a beer for that.
There are worse. Well, there will be plenty. They will be flowing in profusion this evening, I'm sure.
I'll get you back.
All right. Well, you know, I don't think it's that bad. You know, Billy Joel was cool back, like, on his first record. He was, you know, part of, like, the hip in Manhattan crowd.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, Captain Jack. Man. Captain Jack will get you high.
All
come
right,
on.
All right, all right. So what have you thrown on the turntable right
oh,
now?
Oh, we got to redeem ourselves with the real thing. Dylan doing George Jackson, another kind of corny protest.
We'll throw him
here.
In on this record may be very warped. And remember, I do have a Woody Guthrie coming up. It's a little something we can send out to the veterans, since it is Veterans Day. So that's coming up on the way. But let's see what Jeff's got on the turntables.
I woke up this morning, there were tears in my bed. They killed a man I really loved, they shot him through the head. Lord, Lord, they cut George Jackson down. Lord, Lord, they laid him in the ground. Sent him off to prison for a $70 rivalry. They closed the door behind him and they threw away the key. Lord, Lord, they cut George Jackson down. Lord, Lord, they laid him in the ground.
shit from no one. He wouldn't bow down or kneel. Authorities, they hated him because it was just too real. Lord, Lord, they cut George Jackson down. Lord, Lord, they laid him in the ground. Prison guards, they cursed him as they watched him from above. But they were frightened of his power. They were scared of his love. Lord, Lord, so they cut George Jackson down. Lord, Lord, they laid him in the ground. Some of us are prisoners, the rest of us are guards. Lord, Lord, they cut George Jackson down. Lord, Lord, they laid him in the ground.
I got the news that the war had begun. Straight for the army, all that I run. All of the people in my hometown was a running up and a running down, singing, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. There's a mighty big war that's got to be won. We'll get back together again. The crowd was packed by the railroad track. People was a-yelling and a-patting my back. While the engineer rung his bell, I hugged all the mothers and kissed all the gals, singing, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. There's a mighty big war that's got to be won. We'll get back together again. I got to the camp and I learned how to fight. Fascists in daytime, mosquitoes at night. Got my orders to cross the blue sea, so I waved goodbye to the gals I could see, singing, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. There's a mighty big war that's got to be won. We'll get back together again. I landed somewheres on a fighting shore with 10 million soldiers and 10 million more. While we was chasing that super race, we sung this song in the chase. It was so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. There's a mighty big war that's got to be won. We'll get back together again. So it won't be long till the fascists are gone. All of their likes are finished and done. We'll throw the dirt into their face and we'll walk away from that lonesome grave, singing, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. There's a mighty big war that's got to be won. we'll get back together again.
What do you got through there? So long, it's been good to know you. That was actually, there's a great story that goes along with not necessarily this song, but... just kind of with the whole war effort, you know, Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger and all those old folkies back in the day. They were, you know, of course, they started out as labor activists, then they sang a lot of peace songs, and then when the U.S. did finally enter World War II, Woody said, we need to write some songs to support this war. This is a good war. And Pete said, well, that would be kind of a flip-flop, wouldn't it? And Woody said, well, yeah, but it's time to flip-flop, because if there's one thing Woody hated, it was a fascist. So he definitely supported World War II, and that's a song going out to the veterans on this Veterans Day from Woody.
That was a nice one. I've heard that a long time, Loki, so that was kind of reminding me of being a kid. It's a good one. And we had a call here. A good guy was asking for Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, and I sure wish I could play it, but station's kind of trim today. Have to play your Ryan Adams doing a Johnny Cash song. He's doing a song called I Still Miss Someone, which is a real great old Johnny Cash, and Ryan's version's not too bad either.